Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Now this week we're talking about seeking after God and that God always seeks after us, but he wants us to actively seek after him because he's looking to our heart.
Yeah, it is always an always thing.
Mm, mm.
But also when it's the beginning of the year, how important is that, that we focus or we, like, I guess at the beginning of the year, it's a normal thing for all of us, or and we're even encouraged because you buy calendars, you buy diaries to plan. What are you going to do for your career, your study, you know, what plans do you have?
Yeah.
Because you do.
To set yourself up for the year, it's like we all tend to start as a refreshment, don't we?
Yeah, I'll get healthy. Like,
yeah.
I'll fix the garden up this year or whatever you
but
choose.
You do tend to reassess your goals life and at times.
Yeah. Yeah. So why not reassess how am I seeking after God?
Yeah. You gave quite a number of scriptures in this week's Heartbeat. And you shared about how at first you talked about how the Israelites were in exile. And I'm going to read it. It's from Jeremiah. You're saying how the they're in exile. Is it Jeremiah 29 verse 10? It says, "For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I'll fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place." So that's verse 10, and then it goes on to the verse that we would all know really well, verse 11, which says, "Surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not to harm, to give you a future with hope." But you talk, the first part is they're in exile, so they're away from God. And then he's talking about, but I have plans for you. And then it follows on with, when you search for me, I will let you find me, says the Lord. So do you want to share a little bit more about
that? Well, I think wherever we are in our life, and we're not always in good places. Sometimes we can be in difficult circumstances, difficult families, difficult career-wise, employment, you know, where we're working, difficult even in like what do we study, what do we do, what is our future. And so often we feel like God hasn't answered my prayers. I keep asking and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
It's the journey of walking with God. Like, this is a prime example of back then, centuries ago, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, where God says, where you are, you're in exile right now. Now, often the people in the Old Testament were in exile because they didn't listen to God.
Yeah.
They got themselves there,
yeah.
Right? But he says, I haven't forgotten about you.
Mm.
I hear your cries and your pleas, but you're going to be there for 70 years.
Mm.
But wait, there is hope. I have plans. Things will work out. And it's the trust in God.
Mm.
And he's saying, so in wherever you are, there in exile, what does he say? Hope for the plans that I have for you because they're always good and seek after me.
Yeah.
So don't always just seek after me when things are great and wonderful and you've got time and, you know, rah, rah, God is wonderful. Seek after me even when it seems tough and you're not getting the answered prayers and whatever.
Because something that you said which I thought was interesting is you said often if when we feel in exile, it's ourselves who've put us
there. Yes.
And maybe that's because we haven't listened to what God said or, we've acted in a way that causes us to feel distant from God.
It was very distinct in the Old Testament. It stated time after time, if you go read from Genesis on, the people of God listened to God and all went well. Then the king or whoever was in charge rejected God. All the people then rejected God. They started worshipping other gods and God then withheld his hand from them and things didn't go well. Mm. Read it.
Mm.
Story after story after story.
Mm.
But amongst though in those stories, there often was a group of people, a woman, a man who stood up and said, no, I'm going to follow God.
Mm.
And in doing that, they called others to come back. Jonah went to Nineveh and called them to come back to God. There's a lady, Judith, in the book of Judith.
Yep.
And she talks about, you know, she stood up against the army and she defeated the army by her plans herself because she would seek God before she went into this battle that she was doing. And she wasn't on a horse and she didn't have a knife. She went in as a woman, and she actually, because she was beautiful and God gave her a ways and means, she got in to get to reach the captain of the army and she killed him. And then because the captain got killed, all the army go, oh my goodness, there must be a huge army around. And they ran. It was Judith who did it.
Yep.
But before she went into this battle, because she knew it was dangerous, she went and she prayed. She went and sought after God, and she called upon the God, her God, to come and be with her. So it's this seeking after God. It is these patterns. I just notice it more in the Old Testament because it was written like that.
Yeah.
When Jesus comes along, because then Jesus shares coming personally to us and sharing to individual people, because he's trying to share his heart, the heart of God, not just the judgment of God and, you know, the hand of God coming out and going yes or no. God was still that, but the heart of God brought love. And so we can read what happened in Isaiah, but relate it to even now. The heart of God is for us, but he's encouraging us, seek after me.
Yeah, I've written a few times down here, you talked about the mercy of God, how our God is just so merciful. So when we seek after him, even if we've been distanced for a while,
the mercy
of God is so great, though, that we can come back at any time.
He's never left us. We left him.
Then I've written also just a little note, check our heart when we feel far from God.
Yeah.
So those times that we feel like we're distant, that we're in exile.
Have we been praying? Have we been talking? Have we been sharing? Have we been loving him?
So it could be a reminder to
us. It's a two-way relationship.
Let's check my heart here. Yeah. You then talked about how you were seeking for your ring that you'd lost around the house. And I could probably think of 50 examples of times, you know, you've lost something, you put something down and then you go, where did I put that? And you'd backtrack your steps and you try to find everything. And as you were sharing that story, it made me think, when I really want to find something that I've lost in my house, I really do turn it upside down.
Yep. And you don't just do it one day. The next day you go, okay, I'm going to go now look in this room. I'm going to look here. I'm going to do there.
But do I do that with God to the same
extent,
level of energy and pursuit? I don't think I do. You know, it's a different, and I think that's actually a bit of a challenge.
A ring or a piece of jewellery or God?
Yeah. And you shared in the book of Psalm, verse 105, verse 4, it says, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. And it's that continually that is the challenging bit, because I can do it for a bit and then life gets busy or...
But that's where I try to bring him into my busy life. I get up in the morning. Hi, God, how are you going? I didn't have a good sleep today, but be with me as I need the extra energy. I'm doing this. Then I'll go and, I don't know, go down the shops and buy some groceries or something. And I'll chat to God and say, I'm planning a party, so, you know, help me find the right cheeses. I talk to him about everything now.
Talk about cheese.
Because, anything, anything. No, I'm trying to bring him continuously into my life. He's my best friend. He's my buddy. He's my confidant. He's my comforter. He's my joy. You know, so when something, I'm joy-filled about something, praise the Lord.
Yep.
Just amazing. Look what you've done, God. When I need help, Lord, I need help here. Just in everything.
Just keep bringing it back to him, And you shared in Acts how God places us in the world at a specific time, and we're placed to seek him And the final verse, it's in Acts chapter 17, verse 27 is the final verse. This last little section, which you repeated, says, so we're placed around the world, and so verse 27, so that we would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. But this is the part that you emphasized, though indeed he's not far from each one of us.
Mm.
But how often do we feel like he's far, but then this verse is like, well,
it tells us he's not far. He's not.
Yeah, we just have to
keep searching.
It's like
he's behind the curtain.
Mm.
We just got to pull back that curtain.
Mm. Mm. So the weekly challenge this week I've written down is to seek after him with all your heart. But I think after our chat this morning, I feel like also it should be that part of that verse in Psalm 105, which is to seek his presence continually. The challenge, I think, the weekly challenge is to seek his presence continually. And I like how you shared about in the day. So when you go to your shopping center to get your groceries and you're buying
cheese. Start chatting about cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. And as silly
and
as that sounds. But yeah.
Sometimes I speak out loud, quietly. Mm. Sometimes it's just in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, depending on the environment or where I am.
Yeah. But I think that's a good challenge, to seek after him continually with all your heart. And when we say with all your heart, I'm thinking of the energy that you give to something when you're trying to find it, when you've lost it in your house.
Yes.
Like if we can think about seeking God with that kind of energy, how much more fruitful would our seeking God be?
Yeah.
You know?
But not just the seeking, the finding.
The finding, yes. Once we've found.
Yeah.
You know, that God will be
present. What we're looking for.
That's it. All right. So we hope that you've really found that chat a blessing to you, and that that does challenge you, and that you would ask yourself, do I seek God as much as I seek an item that I may have lost in my house? And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.